Social networking sites, are they changing human communication? It is hardly news that people are using the internet for communicating with others more and more. Internet use comes in various forms, from email to IMs to social networking sites like Facebook, MySpace, or Bebo. Some people fear that someday we will no longer feel the need to talk to one another face to face. However, some recent studies suggest that people communicate or stay in touch even more than they used to. Whichever side you fall on, what is clear and not debatable is that human communication has changed in the 21st century. But results of recent scientific studies may have us reconsider just how much our new communication forms have changed our world. In June 2008, a British psychiatrist, Himanshu Tyagi, warned that communicating on social networking sites could have a negative effect on the generation of people born after 1990. This generation has never known a world without the internet. Tyagi says that these people use the internet to communicate with others so much that they may have trouble forming real relationships. Tyagi is concerned that people can start and end relationships over the internet. As he described the internet, "It's a world where everything moves fast and changes all the time, where relationships are quickly disposed of at the click of a mouse." Another psychologist, Dr. Arik Sigman, warned of physical effects of using social networking sites. He suggests that the decrease in the amount of time we spend interacting with people face-to-face could have biological effects on the human body. The results of his study suggest that, without real personal interaction, the body does not react the same way it would if people were meeting face-to-face. As a result, immune responses, even hormone levels, can be changed. These changes can potentially lead to the development of illnesses, such as cancer. Finally, another British scientist, Susan Greenfield, warned members of the British government that social networking sites could actually be changing the human mind, making it more childlike. She fears that attention spans have been shortened because of so much time spent in front of screens where everything is instantaneous. Since everything, including responses, is immediate on social networking sites, in actual life, people may expect an immediate response. When this doesn't happen, their behavior can be described as almost childlike. Despite all of these warnings, studies can be found that demonstrate the positive aspects of social networking sites. The results of one study show that using social networking sites has boosted the self-esteem of young adults. Another suggests that college students using these sites feel more connected with people when they use them. In addition to scientific studies, there are many who feel that the benefits of social networking sites far outweigh the possible negative aspects. Many people, especially those who spend a lot of time at home for various reasons, find the internet a lifeline. They are able to communicate with many people using these sites. Perhaps the key to this new communication style is moderation and common sense. If someone spends all of his time on the internet and never actually sees friends face to face. That seems like an unhealthy way to live. But if someone spends time on the internet, some of which is spent arranging meetings for real time together, then it seems almost complementary. Moderation is the key to keeping communication alive and well in the 21st century.